are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We are back, and by we, I mean me. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, Bandy. Generally with me is Trey, but he is not here today. Your boy is on his honeymoon. Congratulations to Trey over there getting his marriage on. But that being said, that's right. What's on the wire? What is on the wire, guys? You're about to find out. I'm going to take you to the wire to check out our top quarterback ads for week four. All right. Starting the list off, we've got Jared Goff. I know. It's wild. Jared Goff from the Detroit Lions is on our top waiver ads list. He's showing out. I don't know, maybe they got the cameras rolling and he's making them feel like a big boy because he's been putting them big boy pants on. He is killing it over there, averaging 25 points a game. You can't miss with Jared Goff. I didn't think I'd be saying something like that about Jared Goff, but Jared Goff is our top quarterback waiver wire ad this week. Moving on to the second man on my list, that's Carson Wentz. Another one that I'm very surprised is on our top waiver wire ads list. Carson Wentz from the Washington Commanders. He's got some good weapons over there. He's looking good. Yeah, he had a rough week last week, but he showed out week one and week two. You can't expect him to be perfect all the time. I mean, he is Carson Wentz. And it was the Jaguars. The Jaguars seem to be his kryptonite, and I really think he is worth an ad. If you're having problems with your quarterback, if your quarterback went down, if he's still out there, I would grab me some Carson Wentz. Another quarterback that we are talking about, another surprise here, Marcus Mariota, or as I like to call him, Marcus Run You Over. That's right. My boy's got legs. He's showing what he's got in Atlanta. I mean, it's not pretty all the time, but he's getting things done and he's scoring us points for our fantasy team. Grab Marcus Mariota if you got to. Put him on the bench. Save him for a bye week because there's a good chance he could pop at any moment. I like this guy, and I hope he continues to show out. Moving on to our top running back waiver wire ads. This week, I've got Jamal Williams from the Detroit Lions on my list. DeAndre Swift, possibly hurt, out for at least a couple weeks. Jamal Williams ate in his absence, and I think he will continue to eat. I don't know what's going on in Detroit there, but these guys are starting to do big things over there, and I'm excited to see, and I'm happy for him. I'm really happy for the coach. I'm happy for the team. Jamal Williams is that guy on Hard Knocks that was crying over thinking about last year and all those losses that they built up throughout the year. And I'm very happy to see him getting his, and I think he'd be a great addition to your team in Swift's absence. Another guy that I like, and I've been liking this guy for a while, Khalil Herbert. If you go back, watch some of our old videos, I say, watch out for this guy. He's a great pickup. If you watch some of our live mock drafts, I said, pick Khalil Herbert up. You won't be sorry when David Montgomery goes down. That time has apparently come. David Montgomery went down, but they are saying, you know, he could not be out. They're saying he could be out. It's kind of a mixed bag with David Montgomery. That being said, I believe that the Chicago Bears are a run team. Obviously, this year they are running the ball constantly. And I think they want to use Khalil Herbert in a another fashion. I mean, it would be a detriment to that team if they did not use this kid, because he is running guys over. He looks crisp. Them cuts are legit. Pick up Khalil Herbert. You won't be sorry. Add him to your wire if he's not already gone. The next guy on the list is Alexander Mattinson from the Minnesota Vikings. Yep, it's happened. Dalvin Cook went down last game. We knew it was going to happen eventually. All those guys who laughed at us and said, I'm going to go ahead and grab him with a late round pick, are who's laughing now? They got that handcuff and it is going to pay off. If Dalvin Cook misses time, Alexander Mattinson is going to be the guy. I mean, he basically looks just like Dalvin Cook. If there wasn't a number on his shirt, you wouldn't know the difference. Alexander Mattinson, grab this guy up, unless somebody was smart enough to already get him, knowing Dalvin Cook's history. Another running back waiver wire ad. I've got Samaje Perine. Yeah, he didn't rush a lot of yards. He caught a little bit. I like Perine for a stash. I mean, I don't feel like I could trust him, put him in a spot, maybe in a deeper league if I absolutely had to. I'd grab Perine and put him up. But he's worth a mention there and a look-see. Mixon doesn't seem to be showing us what he's got like he did last year. So watch out for Perine. Mixon also possibly injury prone sometimes. You got to watch this guy. Just keep an eye on Perine. I think he could do some big things in that backfield. Moving on to our top wide receiver waiver wire ads this week. Gotta be number one, Romeo Doubs. I've been saying Romeo Doubs is going to be that guy. I said he's this year's Jamar Chase. That has yet to be seen. But if he's not on your team, I bet you're wishing he was. I caught him on the waiver in one of my leagues. I love me some Romeo Doubs. He's got Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball. And I think Aaron Rodgers is starting to realize what he has there. And I believe his target's going to go up, 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 up. He had 8 targets last week. Maybe he could be Aaron's new Devontae. Every time the ball's in the air, he could be going to Doubs. I mean, this guy's got moves. I really like Doubs. Put him on your team if you can. Grab Romeo Doubs now. Next on my waiver wire wide receivers list, I've got Kadarius Toney. I had him coming into the year as a sleeper. We know Sterling Shepard is out for the year. He was getting a big target share from the Giants throwing game. So Kadarius Toney should be coming back soon between him and Richie James. I don't see who else is going to catch the ball. Galladay has disappeared. He got that money and he just hiding and counting that cash, I suppose. So Kadarius Toney, shifty, fast guy, worried about injury with him. But if he comes back healthy, I think he is your guy. Next on my waiver wire list, I've got Zay Jones. Zay Jones is because he's definitely the number two on the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence showed out. Now, will it last? We're going to find out, I suppose. Zay Jones, he's got great hands, deep ball threat. He is scoring in a lot of the games this year. Zay Jones is a great add for your team. And last on my list, Greg Dortch. There's a good chance this guy is not on your wire because somebody has already realized that he is somebody to grab. He's getting a big target share over there on the Cardinals. I'm really excited about Greg Dortch. He's looking like the guy. Now, will he be the guy when DeAndre Hopkins comes back? We don't know the answer to that. I do know this. Kyler is looking for him often. So go ahead and grab you some Dortch if you can. Moving right along to my top tight end waiver wire ads for week 4. I've got Tyler Conklin from the Jets. Guys, it's rough over there in the tight ends this year. I mean, it's hard to find anybody that's going to give you at least 10 points. You know, if you got 10, you got to be excited about that with these tight ends. Tyler Conklin, I think he's a great add. Zach Wilson is coming back for sure. Running around all the time looking for a guy. I think Tyler Conklin could be your guy. Moving on, I've got David Njoku from the Cleveland Browns. I like Njoku. He's a big guy. he booms, he busts. You never know what's going to happen with Njoku. That's the problem. You just never know. But I like Njoku, being that there's barely any tight ends to get. That waiver is looking pretty scary. But if you need a guy to get you a few points, Njoku at least will do that for you. Move on to Jelani Woods. Jelani Woods from Indianapolis, the rookie. I really like Jelani Woods. Great ad. He's getting the targets. Matt Ryan throwing him the ball. Matt Ryan is he's starting off slow, but he's starting to pick up some speed. Jelani Woods is going to be the guy there, tight end wise at least. I definitely would grab this kid up because there's a good chance he's going to boom later on down the road. And another tight end waiver wire ad, kind of a bonus here. I've got Cole Kmet. Most people were talking about Cole Kmet. I was talking about Cole Kmet being the guy over there because we thought, they got to throw the ball to somebody, right? I guess not. But Cole Kmet came back a little bit last week. So he's probably on your wire because people got scared of him, having no production, threw him to the wolves. And I think he's going to have a comeback. Cole Kmet, grab him. He should be on your wire. Get him immediately. And for not everybody out there, but for some of you guys, I've got top defense and kicker waiver wire ads. Starting off with some defenses, I like the Pittsburgh Steelers defense this year. Their next three matchups are New England, Cleveland, and the New York Jets. Their defense is looking really good, looking shut down. Now think about this. New England has got Brian Hoyer starting as quarterback. So you know they're going to get after this guy. And then they got Cleveland with Brissett, the Jets with hopefully Zach Wilson, who knows. Pittsburgh Steelers defense has got a good three-game coming up. And I think the Steelers are a great add, especially if you're streaming defenses. You can hold on to them for a few weeks. Another defense that I really like, the Cincinnati Bengals, going against Dallas and Cooper Rush. Now, we don't know what's going on over there with Cooper Rush. Is he good? Is he better than Dak? Who knows? I'm scared. Whatever. You know what I mean? I still say start him up. Then they got the Jets. Miami, that's a little scary, but you could get him for a couple good weeks and get some things done. Couple kickers I'd like. Matt Prater, which usually isn't on the wire, but this year hasn't been doing very good. That's that Arizona offense. Matt Prater kind of getting a little bump. I think the Cardinals are starting to shake, starting to move, starting to figure things out. So I really like Matt Prater off the wire. And then I've got Brett Maher from Dallas. I like him. Cooper Rush, not fantastic. So you know he can at least get in field goal range. I think that's why Maher is a great waiver wire ad. And then Greg the Leg Zuerlein. This guy always bounces around on that waiver. I really like Greg the Leg. He's playing for the Jets now. Dude's got a great leg. He's scoring points. It's the Jets. You know they can most of the time at least get in field goal range. It's just getting in the end zone that generally seems to be their problem. I think Greg Zuerlein would be a great pickup on the waiver this week. That's right. Thursday night football is a banger this week. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This week we've got the Dolphins versus the Bengals. Over under for this game, 47.5 points. I'm taking the over on this. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I think it's going to be a QB matchup for the ages. Boy, I hope so. I love me some Thursday night football. And we know Amazon Prime wants it to be a good game. 47.5, taking the over. I think between Tua, Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, and Joe Burrow and all of them fun-loving guys, though, we can definitely get over that 47.5 over. Let's go to the starts and sits. for the Dolphins starts. I've got Tua Tagovailoa, Chase Edmonds, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and I'm going to go ahead and start Mike Gesicki this week. I feel Gesicki on the come up, on the comeback. I think good things are going to happen for Gesicki. In my sits, I'm going to go ahead and sit Raheem Mostert. I like Mostert a lot. I think he's starting to, they're starting to figure out how to use this guy. But I'm just not ready to put him in against the Cincinnati Bengals defense just yet. Cedric Wilson going to remain a sit for me. Durham Smythe, it's scary. I get it. I totally get it. He seemed to be getting a target share last week, but I think Gesicki's going to jump up and show you why those are his targets to get, and I guess we're going to find out. Moving on to the Bengals, starts and sits. For the Bengals, I'm starting Joe Burrow. I'm starting Joe Mixon. I'm starting anybody named Joe on this team. Of course, I'm starting Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd this week. I think Tyler Boyd is on the up and up. I think they're all going to get a little work going over there. I cannot wait for this game. Moving on to my sits, I've got Hayden Hurst as a sit, and I've got Samaje Perine as a sit this week for your Thursday Night Football boom matchup. I cannot wait for this game, guys. It's going to be great. Guys, that's the show. Waiver Wire Pickups. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel to get all the good fantasy football information that you can. We got Waiver Wire. We've got show outs. We've got trades. We've got everything that you need. Guys, like this video. Subscribe to this channel. Hit that notification bell and come join us. Support for 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.